Flying Too High, written by Kerry Greenwood and read by Stephanie Daniel. How do you do? My name is Phryne Fisher. I undertake investigations and I have been retained by the McNaughton family to act for them in this matter. The policeman took up a commanding position at the mantelpiece and glanced quizzically at Phryne.
"There is no room for amateurs in murder, Miss Fisher," said the policeman condescendingly. "But I am sure that you will be a comfort to the ladies."
"I hope that I shall," replied Phryne, with all the sweetness of a chocolate-coated razor blade. "And I hope that you will allow a mere amateur to observe your methods. I am certain that I will learn a lot from your procedures. After all, it is seldom that I have the chance of getting so close to a famous detective like yourself." Amelia looked up. Surely the man was not going to be taken in by this load of old cobblers. It seemed that Phryne had not underestimated the receptiveness of the detective to a bit of the old oil. He softened and became positively polite.
"Of course I shall be delighted to instruct you, Miss Fisher," he purred. "But I came to tell Miss Amelia that she should get a lawyer for her brother. He's coming up before the magistrates tomorrow morning, and he should be represented."
"Thank you, I shall do that," said Amelia. "Are you certain that my brother killed my father, Detective Inspector?"
"Well, miss, he hasn't admitted it. He says that he came home last night and intended to have a discussion with Mr. McNaughton. He admits that he had continual arguments with his father and that they became violent at times."
"Yes, that is true," sighed Amelia.
"He wanted to drive his father to a meeting at the aerodrome so that the mother would not be upset by their argument," said the detective inspector. "He says you suggested it, Miss Fisher. He waited for his father until 4 o'clock, then gave up on him and went for a walk in the park. He says he met no one except an old man with a sack over his shoulder and a young woman who ran past in a bathing suit.